Okay, so you want to talk family travel, right? Looks like someone's got an awesome adventure in the works.
Always a good sign when we're starting with a stack of travel articles this high.
Seriously. We've got dream destinations, safety tips galore. I'm getting wanderlust just glancing at these. Sounds like we're trying to hit that sweet spot, a trip that's amazing for the kids, but still feels like, a vacation for the grown-ups too.
The holy grail of family travel. And it's smart you're tackling the inspiration and the practical side early on. That's how you sidestep those vacation horror stories and come home with actual memories you want to relive.
Right. Nobody wants to be that family telling meltdown stories at the next holiday party. So first up, let's unpack these top 10 destinations that have families raving. Rainforests, bustling cities, even a volcanic island made the cut. This is exciting.
Right out the gate, you can tell this isn't just some generic best of list.
We're talking Daintree Rainforest in Australia, always a classic. Iceland with landscapes that belong in a storybook.
And don't even get me started on Bali. Private villas with plunge pools overlooking rice paddies, can you imagine?
Ooh, I saw that. And Costa Rica keeps popping up too. Seems like everyone's been there and loved it.
That's what caught my eye too, when you see multiple families raving about the same place, especially somewhere like Costa Rica or Dubai, it's a good sign that it lives up to the hype.
And trust me, after years of falling for those too good to be true travel brochures, having that real-world feedback is priceless, especially when you're wrangling kids.
It's that extra layer of reassurance that these places aren't just Instagram worthy. They're actually handling the beautiful chaos of traveling with kids like a pro.
Okay, so speaking of keeping things stress-free, you were smart to include that safety guide because as much as we all crave adventure, nobody wants a vacation disaster, right?
Absolutely. Safety isn't about being a killjoy. It's about setting you up to have FUN within reasonable boundaries.
Exactly. It's about being prepared, not paranoid.
Right. And some of these destinations, like Denmark or New Zealand, they're practically famous for how safe they are, which already takes a load off your mind.
And you know what surprised me? Even a place like Dubai, with its stricter laws, can actually be a really good fit for families concerned about safety.
It's all about finding the type of structure that works for you,
Right.
not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Okay, so we're talking about safety, and I gotta say, this guide had some real eye-openers. Did you know they actually recommend dressing your kids in bright colors when traveling?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
At first glance, it seems kind of silly.
Right. But think about it. You're in a crowded market, everyone's distracted, and suddenly you can't spot your little one. Those bright colors become a lifesaver.
It's such a simple thing, but it really drives home the importance of proactive thinking when it comes to safety with kids.
Right. It's like instead of freaking out AF, something happens, you're already a step ahead, minimizing the risks before they even become an issue.
Totally. And speaking of things you really don't want to deal with on vacation, this article had a whole section on dry drowning. I'll admit I hadn't even heard of that before.
It's one of those sneaky risks that can catch even the most vigilant parents off guard.
Like you think you're in the clear, but no.
Exactly. It can happen hours after being in the water. So knowing the signs is crucial, especially when you're traveling with little ones.
It's a good reminder that even on those relaxing beach vacations, being informed and prepared is super important. Okay, so we've got safe travels covered. We've got our list of potential destinations. But what about those little details, those unique experiences that make a family trip truly unforgettable? That's where these sources really complement each other.
Totally. Anyone can tell you to visit the Eiffel Tower, but it's those smaller, unexpected moments that make a place come alive, especially for kids.
And you've highlighted some real gems here, like remember the Daintree Rainforest?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, families rave about the exotic fruit ice cream there.
Talk about a sensory adventure for kids. It's not just delicious, it's a fun way to introduce them to new flavors.
Right. Educational indie delicious. And speaking of unique cultural experiences, this one blew my mind. Apparently in Iceland, you can look up the Prime Minister in the phone book.
I know, right? It's those quirky details that give you a glimpse into a country's personality.
And for families, that can spark some really interesting conversations. It's like a built-in history lesson without even trying.
Exactly. It's not just about sightseeing, it's about immersing yourselves in a new culture, even in those small, unexpected ways.
Okay, and since we're on a roll with unforgettable experiences, remember those dreamy villas in Bali with their private plunge pools?
Don't get me started on those. Pure luxury.
Well, get this. Many of them overlook rice paddies. Can you picture a more serene and Instagrammable family vacation?
Seriously. And I love that it caters to different generations. Grandparents can relax by the pool, the kids can explore the rice paddies, everyone's happy.
Talk about a win-win. It's those multi-generational trips that often create the most special memories. But let's keep it real for a second. As much as we love those highlight reels, it's important to be aware of potential downsides too, right?
Absolutely. Honesty is key, especially when setting expectations for a family trip.
Exactly. And one thing that jumped out at me was about Cambodia. Apparently, it might not be the best destination for picky eaters.
Which, let's face it, rules out a lot of families, my own included.
Right. It's like, come on, we've got to be realistic here.
But even if you are adventurous eaters, those details are still valuable. They offer clues about the overall vibe of a place. Is it laid back and family friendly, or is it more geared towards adults?
It's like reading between the lines to figure out if a destination's personality actually meshes well with your family's travel style.
Exactly. It's like finding a travel buddy, but like an entire country.
Yeah, it's like those travel magazines give you the trailer, but we're here for the behind-the-scenes director's commentary, figuring out what this place is really about.
Right. Like, is this place really kid-friendly, or are they just going to stick us next to the noisy ice machine?
Exactly. And speaking of which, I'm dying to dig into this itinerary planning section. Because at this point, we've got a mental mood board going. But how do we actually, make a plan?
That's the million-dollar question, right? But that's where having this treasure trove of sources really pays off.
Okay, walk me through it.
Remember that Google My Maps tip from the safety guide?
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just about avoiding getting lost, it's a game changer for organizing your whole itinerary visually.
Oh, yeah. That one really stood out to me, too. I'm a very visual planner.
Me too. The guide was talking about using different layers for each day. You can color code activities, even measure distances between attractions.
So you can actually see if that jam-packed day is even doable, especially with kids.
And let's be real, even with the best laid plans, kids are gonna throw you curveballs.
Oh, tell me about it. Mom, I need to go potty. Again.
Exactly. So the article really stressed around building in flexibility, backup plans, delays happen, weather changes, meltdowns. Gotta roll with those punches.
Speaking of embracing the unexpected, remember that prime minister in the phone book thing in Iceland?
How could I forget? It's not every day you see that kind of thing.
I'm telling you, that one detail just screams safe and family-friendly more than any travel blog ever could.
It's true. It speaks volumes about their culture, the trust, the approachability. It's refreshing.
Okay, so I have an idea. Let's play a little game. I throw out a destination. And based on everything we've uncovered, you tell me the first thing that pops in your head about its family-friendliness vibe.
Okay, I'm game. Hit me.
Okay, first up, Dubai.
Okay, Dubai. Safe, structured, probably not the best fit for families who are like super spontaneous. More about luxury and indulgence, less about off the beaten path adventures.
Love it. Okay, how about Whitefish, Montana?
Oh, Whitefish, winter wonderland. Think cozy cabins, snow-capped mountains, that classic American family vacation vibe, but definitely geared towards those who love the outdoors, especially in the colder months.
This is fun. Just thinking about these places in terms of vibes and activities really helps narrow it down.
Totally. It's about moving beyond the generic family-friendly label and figuring out what makes each destination special.
Okay, preach. But how do we actually do that? Because let's be real, sometimes families can't even agree on what to have for dinner.
Oh, you're speaking my language. That's where a little pre-trip soul searching comes in, before you even look at flights or hotels.
Okay, I love this. Pre-trip soul searching. Tell me more. What kind of questions should families be asking themselves?
We'll start with your family's natural rhythm. Are you go-go-go adventurers, or do you prefer a slower pace with downtime?
That is so important. Because a packed itinerary that's exciting for one family might be exhausting for another.
And while we're on the topic of potential deal breakers, let's not forget the all-important food situation.
Because nothing ruins a vacation faster than a dinnertime meltdown.
You get it. And beyond just avoiding arguments, thinking about food can actually help you choose a destination.
Okay, now you're just messing with me. How does that work?
Think about it. If your kids are happy with burgers and fries, maybe an all-inclusive resort with familiar options is perfect. But if your family lives for trying new things, then a city known for its unique cuisine could be amazing.
It's like using food as a lens to experience a new place. And it connects back to those little details, revealing so much about a destination.
Exactly. Food is such a huge part of any culture. And exploring it together as a family, I mean, those are the memories you keep forever. Remember that exotic fruit ice cream in the Daintree Rainforest?
Oh, don't remind me. Now I want some.
That's not just a treat, it's a conversation starter, a memory in the making.
It's true. Food is like an adventure for your taste buds, especially somewhere new. And you know what else goes hand in hand with those sensory experiences?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
The overall vibe of a destination.
Yes. Are we talking relaxation, adventure, total cultural immersion? Each place has its own energy, and finding one that matches your family's travel style, that's key.
It's like we're creating a dating profile for our dream destination. Must love hiking, good with kids, enjoys trying new foods.
I love that. And just like dating, forcing a square peg into a round hole rarely ends well, especially on vacation.
So true. Okay, so let's put this into practice. Say we've got a family, they're all about outdoor adventures, love exploring new cultures.
Sounds like my kind of people.
But maybe they're not ready for, like, a month-long backpacking trip through the Amazon. What kind of destination would you recommend for them?
All right, I'm picturing a place like Costa Rica for this family.
Costa Rica, good choice.
It ticks all the boxes. Incredible nature, hiking, wildlife, and the culture is amazing. But it's also got that balance of adventure and, you know, being manageable. You can find family-friendly eco-lodges, guided tours for different ages, even zip lining if you're feeling brave.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. That's not just a destination, it's an experience.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where everyone's excited, everyone's a little challenged, but most importantly, everyone gets to be themselves.
We've gone from a pile of travel articles to, like, a masterclass in designing the perfect family adventure. This is amazing.
And the best part is, this is just the beginning. Now our listeners can plan their trips with a whole new level of, like, intention.
Exactly. It's not just about booking flights. It's about crafting an experience.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe the best parts will be those unplanned moments, those spontaneous discoveries you make along the way, right?
100%. So to everyone listening, embrace the planning process, trust your gut, and most importantly, have an amazing time exploring the world with your family.
And remember, the best souvenir, those shared stories and laughter that you'll cherish forever. Until next time, happy travels, everyone.